Okay, so we are at the very end of Siman Kuf Mem Aleph, Sif Ches. So take a look at the Beis Yosef. In the Beis Yosef, it's at the very end of Kuf Mem Aleph. The last section begins with the words Kasav Ma'arik. There's a Ches with a little Beis in parentheses, which means that he's the Ches with a little Aleph is located someplace deep in the Beis Yosef. But over there, it's really quoting the following Gemara. So let's just concentrate on finding that. The very end of Kuf Mem Aleph.
How far from the end? How many lines?
If you're at Siman Kuf Mem Beis, you've gone too far. But if you're in the paragraph right before that, you're in the right spot.
I see a Zion. Is it above the Zion?
No, it was after the Zion.
All right.
Two what?
Wow.
It's like some
2.5 hours.
In the tour or the Beis Yosef?
In the Beis Yosef. There is no tour on this, or at least no tour in this detail. So he's going off for the file of the Gemara. The Gemara appears. Yes, Kasav Ma'arik.
Already down at the bottom.
Right. So the Kasav Ma'arik is going off the Gemara, which he quotes Stephen Beis Yosef. So I will read to you. I will tell you what the Gemara says. So if you recall, so we learned about Rabbi Gamliel, right? Rabbi Gamliel had these pictures of the moon that were drawn up in order to be able to do Kiddush HaChodesh in the appropriate way. So Gemara asks, how could he have done such a thing? Alright, so that's a Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara here, as well as in Rosh Hashanah, both ask that question, how could he have done that? So Abai answers, and Abai gives the following answer. Alright, Amar Abai, Lo Asur Torah Ela Shamashin She'efshar Lasos Kamosin. The Torah only prohibited images which you can actually replicate. Meaning what? Kedesanya. Lo Yasa Adam Bayis Tavnis Heichal, as we have the following brisa. A person should not make a house in the form of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Heichal, the sanctuary. Achsadra Tavnis Ulam, or a pavilion is the way it's translated, in the form of the temple antechamber, the part outside. Or Chatzir Tavnis Azara, or a courtyard in the form of the Beis HaMikdash Azara, the Azara and the Beis HaMikdash. And then you're not allowed to have a Shulchan, Tavnis Shulchan, a table in the form of the table, Menorah, Tavnis Menorah, Aval Hu Osa, Shulchan Misha Vishal Shisha Vishal Shmona. But you could make a menorah that has six branches, seven branches, or five, six, or eight branches, as long as it doesn't have seven. Vishal Shiva Lo Yasa, Afilu Shal Shar Mini Matechos, even of other metals. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afal Eitz Eino Osa, you're not even allowed to make it of wood. Why? Because the Chashmona, when they first came and reconquered the Beis HaMikdash, they built a wooden menorah. So you see that a menorah could be made of wood. And they responded to him saying, what do you mean? Misham Raya, Shvud, and Shal Barzel Hayu, V'chof, and Bevat. That the branches were iron, and they were covered with, they were plated with tin. And then when they got wealthier, they made it with silver. And then when they got wealthier than that, they made it with gold. Okay, that is the brisa. Now the brisa, what the brisa was coming there, the purpose that brisa was coming for was to ask, what do you mean you're not allowed to have pictures of the moon and the sun? We're only not allowed to make pictures of things that we could actually replicate. So that is rejected, meaning the response is, well, no, we're still going to prohibit the moon, the sun, and things like that for another reason, which the Gemara goes on to say. But the point of this brisa is, all of a sudden we have this brisa that says that you're not allowed to make things that looked like they existed in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to make replicas of things in the Beis HaMikdash, but you're allowed to make somewhat replicas. So, for example, the menorah that has 5, 6, or 8 branches is okay, as long as it doesn't have 7 branches. That's the only clear example that we have here from the Gemara. Okay.
So the things that I guess I'm just lost about the process here, the connection here between these things and the business of the...
That was just the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara says, how can you say you're not allowed to make a picture of the moon? The Brisa says you're only not allowed to make pictures of things that you can make replicas.
Oh.
So the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara comes back and says, no, moons are still prohibited, but that proof is still a proof. But you have to deal with that Brisa now. That Brisa said that things that are either built like the Beis HaMikdash or things that are built like things that are in the Beis HaMikdash, one is not permitted to replicate. So we have this. Madison, if one goes to Harrisburg, about 2-3 blocks away from the shul in Harrisburg, there is a Masonic temple, which is supposed to be built to emulate the Beis HaMikdash. Now, it is not an exact replica, and as we'll see in a second, it has to be an exact replica, but there are such things that go up every once in a while, things that are supposed to look like Beis HaMikdash. In Lancaster, I remember going to Lancaster as in third grade or something, and they had some Mennonite temple that they were trying to. I don't know if it still exists or what happened there.
Yeah,
it still
does.
Exists. Yeah. So I don't remember what things looked. I do remember that they had a thing on the Aron, and there was a little light, flashing light on top of the Aron to remind you of the sanctity of the site. Yeah, so I remember already in third grade thinking that is the oddest thing I've ever seen. Anyways, so now, so what does it say in the Beis Yosef? So, Kasav Maharik, Meshur Shayin Hei, Dahad Besanya Menorah Bas Sheva, Lo Yesa Afa Pishe Mishna Shemishana Begova. So the Ma'arik has the following ka'ara, that that's interesting. We have requirements as to all of the things that we're going to replicate. However, by the menorah doesn't have to be the same size. I mean, we know how big the menorah was in theory in the Beis HaMikdash, 18 tefachim, but apparently that size is not li'ikuva. So, as we see in the Gemara, that they were constantly updating the menorah as they got a little bit more money, so too the size of the menorah is not ma'akiv. So the Ma'arik says, aha, so any menorah is going to be a problem. Not necessarily any of the other. I mean, any menorah that has seven branches is going to be a problem.
Okay.
I mean, seven branches is required for the Beis HaMikdash. But when it comes to other kelim, so perhaps other kelim have exact sizes that they have to fit. So the Chas of Od, so what the Ma'arik also say? That when it comes to the achsadra, like the ulam, the pavilion in the form of the temple antechamber, so Tosos comments on that even though the ulam technically did have four walls, because the front wall was so open, so it is the equivalent of having three walls. So that means that So it brings a proof from that it all has to do with what it looks like. So even though the proof of that is a three-wall structure is going to be problematic, even though there were four walls in the Beis HaMikdash, but it's supposed to look like a certain thing, so you're going to have a problem. So hold on a second. So the Gemara, Beis Yosef continues on and says, so hachinami, kevan shehi bas zayin kanim, afri she'ena gavo yudchas tfachim, domo lishel mikdash. So through here, the menorah, since it has seven branches, because it even it's not 18 tefachim, it's like what it is in the Mikdash. V'achal pisha perish Rashi base tavnis heichal shi heika archo v'rachko v'rumo v'shir midas pischav aval im nishtan v'miksas mutter alma d'be'inan mamish d'gmas Mikdash. So he says, but wait a second. When it comes to the structure prohibitions, you're not allowed to build an ulam like the Beis HaMikdash ulam, Rashi says that it has to be, in order to violate this prohibition, it has to be an exact replica. It has to be the exact size in terms of height and weight, height and width, and the size and the doors. It has to be an exact replica. So the Beis Yosef asks, I don't understand. That has to be an exact replica, but on the other hand, you're telling me that the menorah doesn't have to be an exact replica. So why does one have to be a replica and one doesn't have to be a replica? So he gives two answers to that question. Says, Yishlomer, the shiny bias, the ilo oven mamish dugmas mikdash, lo minkar kuliyai. Well, because if you're trying to build a house that looks like the Beis HaMikdash, if you don't build it like in the same dimensions as the Beis HaMikdash, so what do we call that? We call it a house. It's not going to be a replica. Because there's many buildings that are very big and tall and wide, etc. But the menorah, you wouldn't say that way. The menorah, it would remind you of it, even if it's not an exact replica. And even if you argue on Tosfos, and we don't have that diuk about Achsadra, about the Maris Ayin business, because Menorah, Ika Lameimar, the low plague, The low plig, the bishlama orech hechal begavo veromo midas pischav ksuvim bikra. He says, wait a second. He says, if you don't want to agree with that toast, it has to do with what it looks like. So say the following. When it comes to the building itself has an exact dimensions. And not only did it have exact dimensions, it's written in the text what the exact dimensions were. Behad yaval begova shel menorah lo ksiv. But the height of the menorah is not mentioned. Vafilu nemar the palig afilu buhu miyachnis roshavin rashi v'tosus b'sidoraisa. And even if you want to say, well, you could argue on that, I'm not going to get myself involved in machlokas between Rashi and Tosus. Okay. V'chasa v'shem harimik gurbil the tavnis menorah shel shivim kanim afilu below gavim aser. That if you have a image of the menorah that has seven branches, even without gavim, gavim are
the cups,
right? Without the cups, aser. Even that would be prohibited. V'chasav huzal tuadin below kaftorim uprachim nami aser. If it doesn't have the flowers and the bulbs, it's also going to be prohibited. So what comes out of this Beis Yosef, it seems, is that when it comes to things in the Beis HaMikdash that have that either look very similar or they with most things in the Beis HaMikdash, it needs to look very, very similar, or perhaps even have the exact dimensions of the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. The one exception to that rule seems to be menorah. Why does menorah seem to be different? Either because a lot of different things can remind us of the menorah, or B, because the halachically the menorah does not have an exact dimensions. The menorah could be different dimensions, so therefore it could be a replica of what it is of the Beis HaMikdash, even if it's not 18 tefachim, and even if it doesn't have the flowers and the bulbs, etc. True, Hashem showed Moshe this menorah, how it's supposed to look like, but that's ideally, but Yon could be Yotzi with a menorah without that, so therefore having a seven branch menorah seems to be a significant problem. Okay? That's what it seems to come out from the Beis Yosef.
Well, this problem has nothing to do with the Hilchos Avodah
Zarah. I am just thinking the same.
So what does it have to do? So why is this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah? So it's a good question. The one reason is because it's in the Sugya in Avodah Zarah. Meaning, I'm not sure where else you would put it. The Rambam, I so pointed out, these halachos in the Rambam are in Hilchos these halachos in the Rambam are found in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, in a section dealing with Mora Beis HaMikdash. And in order to have respect, proper respect of the Beis HaMikdash, we shouldn't go making prototypes of it all over
sounds
the place.
A good point.
Okay, but there is no Hilchos Beis HaBechira in Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, so this is where it was put. Right, but you're right. Is this really an Avodah Zarah issue? Probably not. It's more of a it's probably more of a miscellaneous thing that happens to be put here without really a better place for it to be. Maybe one could have put it in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. Maybe that would have been the other option. But it's in the Sugya, so it was put here. Fine. So that is the Beis Yosef. So if you go and look at the Shulchan Aruch.
Because we still have the issue of the celestial object.
Yeah. By the way, I saw it quoted from the Shilas Hatshuva's Har Tzvi, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. Yeah. So he said that perhaps this answers the famous question by Hanukkah. By Hanukkah, why is it that we have 8 nights if the miracle is only 7 nights? So he says, well, if we're only going to celebrate 7 nights, guess how many branches we would have in our menorah? 7 branches. And that would violate the thing. So therefore, it needs to be, if it should be 8 nights. So comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, "Lo yase beis tavnis heichal." One shouldn't look. One shouldn't build a building like the heichal. Kashir gavo of arch of arachu, the exact measurement. So he seems like he's passing it like that side in the Beis Yosef. Mm-hmm.
Are we talking these measurements about the Mishkan or about the Beis Hamikdash at Shlomo?
So I saw a discussion. Where did I see that discussion? Oh, there it is. The Piskei Tshuva asks the question, is this the first Beis HaMikdash or the second Beis HaMikdash? Right? Because they had different sizes, they had different heights. Second Beis HaMikdash was a little bit bigger than the first Beis HaMikdash. So which one is it? So he said, or possibly either one. Right? Could it be that by building the second Beis HaMikdash we've canceled the prohibition of the first Beis HaMikdash? Or maybe it could be both of them. That they both could be. So if you assume both of them, which to me makes the most sense, so then you could also say it would be the Mishkan also. Right? That's what I would think. So lo yaseh beis tavnis heichal kashir gavova archa barachu achsadra tavnis ulam, or a achsadra is like a what's the translation for achsadra?
Veranda.
Veranda, that might be it. A pavilion, that's the way he translates it here. An excedra, literally an excedra. References to a structure walled on three sides and largely open on the fourth, similar to the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. So Gava Arachba Achsadra Tavnis Ulam, Chatzir Tavnis Azara, a Chatzir the side that looks like the Azara, and a Shulchan Tavnis Shulchan, or a Shulchan that looks like the Shulchan. Now, does that mean that we can't have a metal desk? Well, no. The Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash had a very unique size, unique shape, so therefore it probably is not so relevant. But the menorah shouldn't be in the image of the menorah. Aval, but, osa shel chamisha kanim, oshel shisha oshmorah, but you can make it 5, 6, or 8 branches. It's interesting that it says 5. Why does it say 5? Because probably 5 is more similar to the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash than 6. Because it's 5, so then you just have
central one,
it's 6. It's, yeah. Yeah. Look, I don't know, that just came to my mind. Or 8. Aval shel shiva lo yasa. Afilu mishar mini metechus, even of other types of metals. Now, why does he not say have a problem with wood? Because the Gemara seems to have refuted the wood issue. He says, oh, you're telling me the Choshmanai made the menorah out of wood? I don't think it made out of wood. If it was made out of wood, maybe it probably only lasted once. But if it was, the Gemara refuted that by saying, no, it was made with tin and it was built up over time. Afilu below gvim the kaftorim uprachim, and if it's lacking the cups and the flowers and the bulbs, afilu ena gavo yudchas tachim, even if it's not 18 tachim. But it seems like it's only the menorah that doesn't need to have the exact dimensions. So if we look in the pischei tshuv, the shach. So the Shach makes a comment, Shach Sif Lamed Dalid, Achsadra Tavnis Ulam. So he says, Afal Gav De Ulam Haye Bo Dalid Mechitzos. So even though the Ulam had 4 Mechitzos, actually had 4 sides, V'Achsadra Ein Lo El Gimel, and Achsadra apparently only has 3, Mikol Makom Keva Shepaschu Haye Rachav V'Gavo Ma'od, because the open side was so wide and so high, Haye Nirik Ilu Ein Lo Rak Gimel Mechitzos, it looked like there were only 3 Mechitzos. But what do you see from that? Right, that's what the Beis Yosef pointed out. It's only for that as well. It's only a Maris Ayin issue. It's only what it looks like as opposed to being exact. While other Rishonim seem to say that no, it needs to be exactly like those appearances. Okay? And then it says, even of other metals, so the Shach Kevin on that, Shach Abish, Enoshel Zav, even though it's not of gold, it's kasher, the Mikdash. It would be kasher in the Mikdash. Aval Enoshel Matechnes, but if it's not of metal, Kegon Shel Eitz, V'chai Gavna, Shari, that would be Mutter, the Psul of the Mikdash, was that would be Pasul in the Beis HaMikdash. So what? That's good. By the way, yeah. Plastic menorah would also then be okay, right? Mm-hmm. Right. Said it's only a metal issue. Yeah. So making it out of plastic, it sounds like would be okay. It would be interesting to wonder what about if it's supposed to. What about if it's plastic but looks like metal? So that might also be subject to that machlokas in the Beis Yosef, right? If you hold that it's what it looks like, so it looks like metal, it's a problem. But if you assume that it has to be kosher for use in the Beis HaMikdash, and the only reason that a menorah is prohibited, no matter what it looks like, is because it could be kosher to be used in the Beis HaMikdash, so then plastic, even if it looks like metal, is not going to be kosher to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. And then he adds in, and even if without the bulbs and the flowers, etc., he says, because none of that is ma'akev, because with the evidence, menorah is going to be kosher even without all of those things. Fine. So there are some interesting questions that come up in the Pischei Tshuva here. The Pischei Tshuva in Yud Beis says Lo Yaseh. So I am the Sefer Tiferes. So Moshe Shekasev Deim Ovi Kochavim Asa Lo Mutter Ladur Bebayis. That if a non, that if you're not allowed to build a house that looks like that, but if a non-Jew built it for you, so then it would be okay. Flishtavish Menorah. The Shulchan Ayin Sham. So he quotes this Sefer Tiferes Lamosha that seems to say that it's only an Isser in Asiya, not an Isser in holding onto it. I think I saw. In the Sefer Avoda Brura, so someone wrote a three-volume Sefer on Maseches Avoda Zara. So I when Rabbi Kraus was making Aliyah, so I went over to him and asked him if what he's doing with all of his farm that he's not taking with him. And he told me, oh yeah, once I figure out what's actually going with me, I'm going to sell them all for a dollar each. So in my hoard that I picked up that day, that was part of the 3-volume of Avodah Brura. So he, I think, quotes Achronim that disagree with this Tiferes Lemoshe and say, no, even to have it is going to be a problem as well. In Yud Gimel, he says, Tavnis Heichal Kishir Gavoa. So the Heichal in terms of its height, so I am a Tshuva's base Ephraim. Chelek or Chaim, Simon Yud, okay. Shinistapik al Eze Heichal Ka'amar. Which Heichal are we talking about? Right? Shari Heichal Bayis Rishon, Hayek Kamasu Shloshim Amma, Vehechal Bayis Sheni Kamasu Mem Amma. Right? The first one was 30 Amosai, the second one was 40 Amosai. So Mi Amrina de Gam Lasos Heichal Sherumo Shloshim. Do we say that 30 would be a problem because that's the way it was in the base of Mikdash, in the first base of Mikdash? Maybe only 40 would be a problem. Maybe the first one isn't usher anymore. So look there for the answer. Okay. Menorah tavnis menorah. So what's this in Yudalid? So ayin b'sefer b'chor shor b'chidusha of the Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Shekasev inyan asher. So why is it in Rosh Hashanah? Because the same Gemara appears in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. The same Brisa appears there in response to the mission about Rabbi Gamliel's moon pictures. So shekasev the inyan asher chadashim mikarov bo osim kavonim lemalachas menorahs hamikdash. B'shinoi amidas hakanim, that they made things like they would be in the Beis Hamikdash, but with a change in the way that the kanim, the branches stood. The Hainu she'osim zayin kanim, they made 7 kanim. V'shisha mehem ma'amidim bidmus eagle, but 6 of them they made in the shape of a circle, oshlosha omaruba, or 3/4 or a full circle. Right, elu neged elu. These one opposite another. The echad beemson, one in the middle. The yesh limchos period. So what's he describing here? So I'm not sure what he's describing here. He's either describing a menorah where it's like the branches all curve in. It's actually my menorah that I use on that it's curved in. Or he might just be talking about the leichters that we have. You know, people, right, they have the people use for Friday night. So you make a candelabra that has 5-6 branches. So what if a family has 5 children? So guess what you have when you have 5 children? So you might end up with a 7-branch candelabra. So have you violated this din? So he seems to say yes, even though it's not at all shaped like it would be in the Beis HaMikdash. It's a 7-branched candelabra, and there would be a problem. Some protest. The whole davar she'enu ma'akiv v'menorah enu ma'akiv v'isra asiyas tavnis. Because if it's not ma'akiv for the menorah, it's not ma'akiv for this prohibition either. And you'd be violating the prohibition. We don't find anywhere that the order of the way the branches are set up is me'akiv. Also, I say the whole she'osa zayin kanim afilu chaser ezer davar hamaakiv aser, that if you make 7 branches, even if it's lacking something, it's still going to be a problem. Why? V'kevan shekein kol shekein ein lahaka b'midi delo ma'akiv klal. V'hu seder amidas hakanim ayichan, that we can't be makel with this because it's not, none of these things are necessary for the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore it's going to be a problem. V'ayim b'sefer mishnas chachamim halachas avodos kolchavim v'chuk v'seichem da'af samach da'al shedaito nota lahatir b'chai gavna she'osa kind of the eagle, that he thinks one can be makel when the kanim are in a circle. The menorahs are made for candles below and not for shemen. Ayin sham she'ein dvarav luchrachim v'yesh lahachmer mi'achar shehu iser Torah. And some are machmer because this might be a prohibition in the Torah, as we learn. As it sounds like in Shas Adaf Mem Gimel. The might actually be the rice, and therefore one might have to be machmir and look at the ma'rik, the base Yosef quotes, etc. So what is he quoting here? So he seems like he's having a problem with this candelabra. Should be mutter, should be aser. When it's not shaped at all. So I came across this article this is Rabbi Zolderman's article from the last couple of weeks that we've been looking at. He doesn't deal with this, but I came across an article from the Five Town Jewish Times, just by through the power of Google. So somebody wrote an article that he wanted to buy their parents. They already had 2 candlesticks. They wanted to buy a 5-branch candelabra for the parents' anniversary. But then and they figured this would be easier to clean. And the mother said, no, it's better if it's just all one piece, then it's easier to clean. So they ended up making a seven-branch candelabra. And then they looked at it and said, oh, wait a second, you have a problem now. So he said he went to Rav David Feinstein, and Rav David Feinstein was machmer on the shayla. Rav David Feinstein thought that he shouldn't use it, even the circle candelabra, like this first opinion. That's true, this, you read the Piskei Tshuva, that's what it sounds like. The Piskei Tshuva seems to be nota lahachmer on that question, to do the to do that, right, the things that are designed in that way,
and the philosophical reason why you cannot, even if it's clearly not the menorah.
Well, it's not clearly not. It clearly could be. So one's not allowed to make a replica.
But there's no base of Mikdash. There's no context for the use of the menorah.
If it's in Hilchos Beis HaMechir, it has to do with kavod Beis HaMikdash. So the way it's having kavod for the Beis HaMikdash is not having what it had in the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay.
I think that's the way at least the Rambam would say it out.
What's the basis to say that this is from the Torah?
So I just was taking a look at that, so the Gemara, before it gets to that question, the Gemara, according to this Raisa, the Gemara's question is, Umishari, how is it permitted to make the moon, Vachsiv lotasun iti, you're not allowed to make me these things, lotasun kidmus shamashai hamashamshin lefanai, you're not allowed to make images of my servants who serve before me. So how come Gamliel have those pictures, the Gemara wants to know, right, based on this pasuk, since we have Iden lotasun iti. So Abai's answer is, no, The Shemashim is not referring to the moons, that the moons serve God. It's referring to the items in the Beis HaMikdash that are used to serve God. So it's a violation of the Tasuniti. That seems to be
the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. Okay. No. I think it's right after Ten Commandments. Lo tasu niti, okay. Chesed Elohei zahav, lo tasu lecha mizbach adama, tasa li, zavachta alav. Right, that's the, I think it's the psukim right after the, Shvi of Parshas Yisro.
So, the moon, whatever it was, that's okay?
No. So the Gemara then rejects that as an answer to that question. But again, the Brisa still exists. The Brisa is a halachic Brisa. It just doesn't solve the problem of the moons.
Of the moons. Okay.
So the Gemara is working off of that and say, oh, well, how do we understand this Brisa?
This whole business. Yeah. Okay.
So, okay, so then the Gemara, so then a few other shailas that come up in this. So in Rabbi Zilberman's article, he quotes from Rav Avadya Yosef about, what about electric menorahs? So electric menorahs, I guess assuming that they're metal. So electric menorahs are metal menorahs. It's 7-6 is a problem. But the question is that, well, it's very nice that you want to tell me that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is not ma'akim for it to have bulbs and for it to have flowers and for it to have right, but it needs to hold oil. If it doesn't hold oil, it's not going to do you very much good. It doesn't need cups. So maybe it doesn't need those types of cups, but it needs to be able to light a fire. It needs to be able to do something. So based on that, Rav Avadya Yosef seems to say that it's okay. It needs to have cups in order to have oil and wicks in it. So since an electric candelabra doesn't have that, so therefore maybe it's okay. So they quote this Piskei Tshuva that we just did in Yudalid, as said, quoted from the Bechor Asher, who assumes that branch is going to be a problem without any qualifications, and he quotes Rav Shechter as being makel on this. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva. What? Even the electric, even having a saying that he thinks that that's the minimum. Rav Shechter is of the opinion that common practice is to be stringent on this matter. Right, I think that's true, probably. To not have it. So we have in our shul, right by our own, I look at it all the time. It has seven branches, but the middle branch doesn't have a bulb. Right? It's only six bulbs. So that probably is the coolest.
And what about the ones that the model that they have in the old city?
So hold on a minute. So in this article, he quotes that. He said that last time he was in Israel, he went to the Machon HaMikdash. He asked the head of the Machon HaMikdash, said, how could you have this menorah here, the seven-branch menorah, isn't it a violation of the din? Kufim Aleph Sif Ches. So the guy turns to him and says, what do you mean it's a violation? You're not allowed to make a imitation of the Kehillah is the Mikdash. That's not an imitation. That's the menorah that's going to be used. He says we're doing the kind of the mitzvah of there building the Kehillah the base of Mikdash. What's the problem?
It's done already, and when the rest of it's done.
Right. So
is he out of the mainstream in that opinion?
So if one perhaps does not want to go to that step and take and claim that they themselves are making the Kehillah the base of Mikdash, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he discusses some of these issues. I see a Suras HaMishkan, I see a Menorah, Shemen HaMishkan Victoris, making all sorts of things. So the first little section here is dealing with this issue of building things that look like the Menorah, and he suggests two possible heterim. One of them he holds like, and one of them he doesn't necessarily hold like. The one he doesn't really hold like is the one that we mentioned before, that if you similar to the electric, he says, let's say there are bulbs that hold a candle, that hold a wick, but it's not enough of a wick to hold the shear that would be needed in the base of Midrash. In the base of Midrash, you have to put in enough oil to last a specific amount of time. So let's say this is not that amount of time. This is smaller than that, so perhaps that would be okay. So Moshe says, maybe. Maybe it would be okay. So the Tzarki Ladina Kiloya Duali Liev Shar Ryal is a Libidiyevit. He says, I don't really know where to find a proof for this, so he says, maybe, but he's inconclusive on that. But then the next paragraph he says, but maybe if you do it Lahislamid, it would be Mutter. Meaning the Gemara talked about Rabbi Gamliel making those pictures, and the answer that the Gemara actually settled on was, well, that was Lahislamid. And we have a little quite, we dealt in the last couple weeks what that means, Lahislamid, but certainly one can make a case that, well, building the base of Mikdash as to what it's going to, not just to be a stama decoration, but in order to teach that this is what the menorah is actually going to look like, so perhaps that would be qualified under the heter of lehislamid, under the heter of learning. So perhaps that is the defense of the menorah that's sitting in the old city of Yerushalayim.
Who was the rav that asked
about? Somebody who writes an article in the Five Towns Jewish Times.
Yeah,
FTJT, FiveTJT.com.
They also sell Ketores, but they leave out a couple of these spices.
Yeah, yeah, so there's an issue of making
Ketores.
Uh-huh.
But made sure it didn't have all the stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they really think they're building, they're making the garments of the Kohen and all
right.
Stuff.
Right. Sure, right.